The situation in Iraq is just one of the foreign policy challenges facing the president. And NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says they are all following Mr. Bush on his latest overseas trip.
Having bombed out last week in Argentina on a West Hemisphere free trade pact, this week President Bush is taking his waning international influence to Asia. In an age of instant communication, foreign leaders are aware of Mr. Bush's sinking popularity at home and the Republican reverses in the off-year election. It may be symbolic of diminished swagger that the president has scheduled his major speech on freedom for Kyoto, Japan, which has freedom, rather than China, which doesn't. In an interview for Hong Kong television, Mr. Bush listed in his agenda for Beijing terrorism, international property rights, energy, North Korea, Iran. Human rights were conspicuously absent. It may have been symbolic also that when the president last week received the exiled Dalai Lama to talk about Chinese domination of Tibet, the visit was played down for the press. The United States is having increasing difficulty getting international support for its foreign policy objectives. The six-party negotiations on North Korea's nuclear program are stalled again without a date for the next session. And the United States has not been able to get the United Nations Security Council to take action against Iran's nuclear program. In the Middle East, where the Bush administration once hoped to construct a model of advancing democracy, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice traveled to Baghdad trying to bring Sunnis and Shiites together. She's also been trying to get agreement between Israel and the Palestinians on access to the Gaza Strip. In Bahrain over the weekend, a meeting of Arab nations initiated by the Bush administration ended in discord when Egypt blocked a declaration in support of democracy. The United States has been unable to get Syria to stop serving as a staging area for the insurrection in Iraq, and there are signs of the growing regionalization of the insurgency reflected in the bombing of three hotels in Amman, Jordan. It used to be that treading a world stage was a welcome relief from the nitty-gritty of politics at home. Not so much anymore. This is Daniel Shore.